Good morning, it's Evans, and in studio with me this morning is my old buddy Bobby Phipps, my actually a rival in BMX back in the day, but he's here with the John Price Law Firm. Good morning, Bobby. It's good to see you.
Hey, good morning, Evans. Very good to see you again.
Yeah.
Long time no see.
So you're here this morning to talk about boating safety, huh?
Yes, sir. We, you know, with the increase of boaters here, and we just really need to kind of look at some of the boating safety rules that people aren't following. You know, you're seeing it more and more at the boat ramps, especially.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that don't know what they're doing.
Some people can just buy these boats now, and there's no real requirement. You don't have to get a boater's license. You don't have to get a driver's license.
Yeah.
You know, I think that some of the dealerships should really push for some boater education courses.
I wholeheartedly agree on that.
I mean, you got people coming in with a lot of money and buying brand new boats, but they don't know how to put them in at the boat ramp. You know, I've learned over the years, and you've learned over the years, is, you know, you just got to know what you're doing before you get there. Learn how to back the boat. And you go practice during the day. Don't do it on a Sunday at noon after church gets out.
Yeah, go practice in like a high school parking lot or something after school's out, back into parking spaces.
You really need to have a float plan. You need to let somebody know where you're going. Okay, well, we're going to go down to, you know, Kiawah. We're going to Sandy Beach. We're going up to the sandbar on the Stono. You know, and you really need a checklist, what they need. You know, you got to check the weather. Before you take off in your boat, make sure you check it out at home is one thing. You know, make sure that battery cranks. You don't want to be sitting at the boat ramp trying to, you know, crank the boat, sitting on the ramp, blocking everybody else.
Yeah, with a dead battery. Been there. Well, seen that, not been there.
And, you know, make sure you've got all your personal flotation devices because you have to have one for every person on board. And then the boats, you have to have a throwable. And you also have to have some type of audible device, be it a whistle or a horn or what have you. Those are things that they check. Safety
checks. You know,
checks.
I never knew about throwables.
Yeah.
But I have a cushion that I could throw, but I never thought about having to have a throwable. That's
has to be.
And I've been boating for years.
Like you've got an ignition safety switch on your boat. Most of them come with ignition safety switches. And you need to know how to operate that. Because if you have people in the boat and you get thrown out the boat, we had problems.
And newer boats come with them. The problem is people don't clip them onto their life jacket or onto their bathing suit. They just coil it up right there at the ignition.
Right. And you're backing down the ramp. Don't use two spots when you can use one. Keep flowing there. Don't load up at the boat ramp. You know, get your boat loaded before you get there. You know, if you want to see some cheap entertainment, just go about 6 o'clock on a Sunday over to Limehouse Bridge.
Oh yeah, I've seen fights at Limehouse.
Yeah, watch that.
So, but I saw a guy push a guy's wife into the water out there.
Wasn't me.
Oh, I know. It's crazy the stuff at these ramps. You know, another thing too, don't be out there getting hammered drunk. That's a big problem on the water.
And people don't understand. They don't realize because they're not used to the movement of water intensifying the effects of alcohol. BUI, whereas it doesn't affect your actual driver's license, the limits are still the same. 0.08 is the legal limit. If you're over that and you're inferred to be boating under the influence.
Well, Bobby, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah,
I good to see it. You. You're with the John Price Law Firm. You want to give out the numbers?
The number to the main office is 843-552-6011. The number to the office in Somerville, where I work most of the time, is 843-832-6000.
And I know this guy. Ask for him. So I can vouch for him.